On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News Weekend at 1, Nicola Everett.
Boris Johnson says the racist abuse received by England's footballers in Bulgaria last night was vile. Bulgaria's Prime Minister is demanding the head of the country's football union resigns after the game was suspended twice because of chanting. George has all the details for KMFM.
Monkey chants and Nazi salutes in Sofia led to this stadium announcement. The match was stopped twice in the first half. FA chairman Greg Clark heard the abuse.
Probably one of the most appalling nights I've seen in football.
England captain Harry Kane gave his reaction to Sky Sports News.
I'm hurt because my friends have to go through it.
England went on to thrash Bulgaria 6-0.
KMFM News.
A man accused of murdering his mum at her home in Raynham has failed to appear in court today after refusing to leave his prison cell. 55-year-old Leslie Spearing was found at the property in Oastview Terrace last Thursday night, she'd suffered a stab wound. 27-year-old Jamie Burnett from Old Road in Chatham is expected to enter a plea in December. The EU's chief Brexit negotiator says reaching a deal this week will be difficult but possible. Michel Barnier says an agreement must work for everyone. He's spoken ahead of a crucial summit in Brussels on Thursday. Environment Secretary Theresa Villiers welcomes Mr. Barnier's apparent optimism but says it's impossible to predict the actual outcome of negotiations.
The UK government has put some credible and workable proposals on the table, and the EU is obviously engaging with them very seriously. It's quite an intensive process. That in itself is encouraging.
Meantime, an increase in roadworks that have been causing long delays for drivers in Maidstone are being blamed on Brexit. It's claimed some journeys through the county town are taking four times longer than usual at the moment. There are also fears it could get even worse, with more repairs due to be carried out in the run-up to the October 31st deadline. Maidstone Borough Council leader Martin Cox says the work's necessary to limit disruption after the UK leaves the EU.
Nobody likes sitting in traffic to do a short journey or a long journey. If you can do those journeys on foot or by bike, then that's obviously the best way.
A furniture shop owner from Medway has been found guilty of deliberately causing a gas explosion at his business near Liverpool, which left more than 80 people injured. The blast in the Wirral in March 2017 caused damage to over 60 properties. 57-year-old Pascal Blasio from William Street in Raynham has also been convicted of making a fraudulent insurance claim. He's due to be sentenced next Wednesday.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A former Gillingham man who was extradited back from Kent from New Zealand has appeared in court and denied sex offences dating back to the 1970s. Leslie Leathley was flown back to the UK last month. The 70-year-old has been given bail and is due to go on trial in May next year. Unemployment has gone up in Kent for the 14th month in a row. Figures out this morning show in September more than 30,300 people in the county were claiming jobless benefits. That's up by almost 700 on the previous month. Employment across the UK meantime dropped by 56,000 to 32.69 million. Now, the former chief exec of Thomas Cook has defended receiving a bonus payment of around £500,000. Peter Fankhauser's told MPs he tried his hardest to save the travel business, which collapsed last month.
I worked tirelessly for the success of this company, and I'm deeply sorry that I was not able to secure the deal. But it was not one-sided that I failed. There was multiple parties who had to contribute to the deal.
He says he didn't receive any bonus in 2018, but acknowledged the £500,000 in cash payment the year before. Hundreds of people opposed to plans for thousands of homes on land near Maidstone have gathered for a meeting as an official action group is set up. We first told you last month how 5,000 homes could be built on land east of Lenham. It's thought the plans will also include three primary schools and one secondary. Save Our Heath locations say they're being kept in the dark. And people in Kent who've been affected by the loss of a baby are being encouraged to join a wave of light later. Candles are going to be lit at 7 tonight to remember those who were stillborn or died shortly after birth. It marks the end of Baby Loss Awareness Week, which will also see Rochester Castle lit up pink and blue.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Tennis and Andy Murray continues his return to singles action at the European Open today. He takes on Belgium Kimmer Kopians in the first round in Antwerp. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.